episode number 200. Here's to 200 more.
Live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your hosts Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast, episode number 200. I'm Chris.
And for the 200th time, I'm Jason. How many times do we have to tell you?
200 times.
How many years is that? That's almost four, right?
We started in 2005.
We were just kids then.
Yeah, no kidding.
Now we're old farts, just running our mouths on the microphone here.
Yeah. We don't have anything like really special planned for number 200. I think we'll save that for, you know, maybe in a couple weeks or something like that.
250?
When... Oh, man.
500? 10,000?
Oh, we've been baking in the sun all weekend at Camaro Superfest, so we really didn't have a lot of time to put together something special for a show, but we did get a lot of voicemails this past week, so we can spend most of this episode answering those questions or whatever people want to talk about. We'll just have like an open dialogue and just with the voicemails. How's that sound?
Yeah, it sounds cool. And I guess before we get into everything else, we want to thank everybody for listening to us for 200 years.
Times.
Yeah, 200
That
times.
Doesn't include all the half episodes either.
Well, that's true. We haven't done a half episode in a while.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because we got our act together. You know, we can space things out a little better. But hey, thanks for listening so far, everybody from iTunes to the website members and then who found us on iTunes and then became members of Camaro Z28.
And vice versa.
Yeah. So thank you so much, and always keep the constructive criticism and positive feedback heading our way.
Yep.
So we were just getting on with Camaro Superfest.
Man. Oh, I'm beat. I am exhausted. You look exhausted.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. You look terrific. Yeah. I'm okay.
Yeah.
I start my vacation this week, so
yeah,
I'm already starting it off feeling like crap. But
good show. Lots of showing cars, about 250 cars.
Better turnout than last year.
Yeah.
And a lot of old friends there.
Oh God.
Bunch of new friends.
Yeah.
And how many times did you have to answer the same questions?
About 250 times.
Yeah, that's right. The thing about owning a 2010 Camaro, especially if you're sitting there in a nice folding chair at a car show, you know, enjoying the weather, somebody will, they'll come up and they'll ask the same things, like, how much is it? How fast does it go?
The biggest question I've had all the time was the SS emblems.
Yeah?
Yeah. How come they didn't put them on the hood? And why is the person's out front? Why do they have them on the hood and I don't?
Yeah, somebody put badges, yeah.
And why are they red?
Right.
When some are white.
Let's see, how much was it and how fast? How long have you had it?
Yep.
How do you like it so far? And there's one more that was always a common one.
Yeah.
What does this have the Corvette engine in it?
I heard they're discontinuing the LS3.
Yeah, the one guy was saying they can he was interestingly enough trying to sell an LS3 2010 Camaro
for $50,000.
Yeah, well, we know how we all feel about that. But hey, you know, if the guy can sell it, the guy can sell it.
Yeah.
It was a great event. It's too late, obviously, for you guys to make it this year. However, it's usually around the July 4th weekend area. And more information can be found at CamaroSuperfest.com. And, geez, we've been going to that for 13 or 14 years
now. Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, so it's a great event.
It's not a Michigan-only event because there's lots of people from Ontario.
Somebody trailered over 1,000 miles to get there.
And someone drove over 800.
Yeah. So it's a cool event. It's fun. It's just a good time. It's pretty casual. It's easy going, and we have a good time in the parking lot after the show on Saturday, hanging out with everybody.
A couple pops.
Oh, a couple dozen.
Yeah. While they're showing, they have a makeshift drive-in they set up.
That was kind of cool.
It looked cool. You know, they have this big, huge blow-up screen, and they do what is that, projection unit?
Yeah.
With the sound, with the speakers.
Yep.
But they were showing cars.
Cute.
You know, if I had my one-year-old son there, maybe I would have watched it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, well. You know, what else could they do, you know? Two-lane blacktop? I don't know.
Transformers?
They did that last year.
So?
Well, anyway, it was just a terrific event overall, yeah. Anyway. Great hotel and everything. Hope to see a lot of people there next year. It's ramping back up. Mm-hmm. So, and just a quick word of that. Anybody has a pace car? That is the theme of next year's show.
Bring so pace cars.
Pace car, they're going to have a pace car reunion with a special judging class for that. So, anyway, like I said, CamaroSuperfest.com.
Yes.
And while we were gone to Superfest, Chris, I understand that... we had tons of voicemails.
We got like 7 voicemails in and an email in this week. So
we should get to
that. You're going to really have to step in the prize vault this week. Oh, great. You know?
Well, before
I
we
know
get
it's
to...
stuffy and it's real hot from being closed all weekend. But
well, before I do that, we got to, as always, mention that this part of the CamaroZ28.com podcast is brought to you by
Magnaflow.
Bam!
Magnaflow.com for all your exhaust needs. Check them out. They have 2010 Camaro exhausts available now with some sound clips on there. Check it out, magnaflow.com.
Among other exhaust systems for just about anything else under the sun.
Yeah.
With even more sound clips.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. So,
start out with this email. You want to read it?
Do I want to read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm tired, dude. All right, here we go. This comes from CamaroGuy579 on the boards. He says, hey guys, love the show. Just wanted to throw out a suggestion. You guys do great with your format of the show, but it feels like you haven't talked about your cars enough. Would it be possible to have an unformatted, untimed show, maybe bring on another 2010 Camaro owner and just ramble about the new beast? We've been waiting 8 years. I'm sure all your listeners would enjoy it as much as me, especially us who haven't driven a new Camaro. If people don't like it, they can just not listen. I need my Camaro hunger satisfied. Thanks, Dan.
That's an interesting idea.
Just we can do like a half episode or
what we could do. We could just drive around and talk into a mic and record it. What do you think about that? People would listen.
It looks strange.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah, we could call into our own podcast.
Oh yeah, that
from
would
our
sound
car.
Like crap.
That's kind of a cool idea. We can just take turns. Kind of narrating from the driver's experience.
Exactly.
Yeah, we could always do something like that. That's a good one, Dan.
Good idea.
Yeah, thanks a lot. We're going to keep this. We're not going to wad this one up and throw it in file 13 like we normally do.
Right. We'll keep that one.
We're going to keep this one out to remind us to do it sooner or later. Yeah, we just haven't had a chance to talk about our cars because we're talking about everything else that's going on Camaro related. So maybe
it's crazy.
Maybe we should get into that.
Yep.
Speaking of getting into it, how about that voicemail? Or all 7 of them.
Okay, let me start off with one here.
We're going to have to do rapid fire, gang, so try to keep up.
Hey, Chris and Jason. It's SemaCocky65. Just wanted to respond to that fuel economy issue from last week. Actually, the main difference between the engines in the Camaro and the G8 is the SIDI technology that's in the Camaro V6. So that boosts the fuel economy and the horsepower. And in addition to that, the G8 sedan uses a 5L40E 5-speed transmission, whereas the Camaro uses a 6L50 6-speed. So that's basically why there's that 4 MPG difference there. And also an interesting little fact about the Monroney label, that's actually named after the senator who proposed that whole window sticker idea. Just thought that was interesting. So, good work. Keep up the good work, and see you guys next week. Bye.
Okay, there we go.
Thanks. So that would explain it. So we were kind of on the right path there.
Yeah.
Thanks for the information on that.
So it's not exactly the same car.
Yep. And I can't think of it. The injection, the direct injection.
Yeah.
And the Monroney label. See, Chris, I know for sure I'm not the only one that did not know it was called a Monroney label because a bunch of other people said it was. They didn't know either.
So. Oh, I guess we'll find out more. Let me play another message here.
Great. More to reinforce my argument.
Hey guys, BayerZ28 here. I just got done listening to that most recent podcast there, and you're talking about the fuel economy. And my fourth gen, my 2000, actually with a cam on it, so it's pretty much a mild cam, just with 650 lift. And I'm actually getting 28 miles a gallon on the highway with it, and I'm not even kidding. I've taken pictures of the trip meter and the fuel usage. Obviously you take what fuel it used and you divide it by the mileage and get 28 on the highway doing 85. So I think you probably get somewhere close to that with a newer one. Just get it tuned. You can get a tune on the stock setup and see how it does. And I'd just say throw a real mild cam in it and see how it, a real mild cam and a good tune and see how it does. So. Anyway, guys, have a good one. Later.
And Mr. Bayer Z28 has chimed in on that. Good information on that. 28 miles per gallon on a fourth gen.
Nice.
Yeah, I was seeing that on my 95Z. Mm-hmm. Easy.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Got another?
Yeah.
Jason, Chris, AJ96Z28 from the boards. Calling in about Transformers. Everybody on the podcast needs to go see it. It's a great, great summer movie. Special effects are awesome. Fifth gen looks awesome, sounds awesome. It's got Megan Fox. What more do you need? This movie's nothing but a big old ice cream sundae with chocolate sauce, whipped cream, nuts, sprinkles, and a deep-fried Snickers stuffed in the middle. It's probably not good for you, but you should indulge every once in a while. It's nothing but a guilty pleasure. All these dopes that are saying it's not a good movie need to jump in the Prius, drive to Whole Foods, and get some wheat germ and shut up. All right, later.
That was a good one.
Awesome. Well done, sir.
Yeah, good review for Transformers 2.
Excellent. Excellent. We actually, last week, we said, hey, give us your review on it, call it in. For those who want to call in and talk to us for next week's episode, we're going to give you the number in just a second, but I want to give another subject to talk about. Chris,
really?
You and I were talking about this at Superfest.
Yeah.
And we asked each other, what is the most famous Camaro in history and why?
Oh, yeah.
And we couldn't really nail it down.
We couldn't say, right off the top of your head, bam, it's Bumblebee. It's whatever.
The Better Off Dead Camaro.
Yeah.
So we want everybody else to call in and tell us what they think is the most famous Camaro in history and why.
Yeah.
You can't just say, Better Off Dead because it's cool. Click. So
why?
Yeah. Tell us why you think, because, you can't, So just try to justify it, and we'll see if we agree or disagree here. And it could win you a prize, and we'll be giving out the prize later on in this episode. But for right now, here's how to get a hold of us.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
It's just that easy. And a lot of people did that this week. So I'm going to go ahead and get on with the next voicemail.
Hi, guys. It's American Camaro from Camaro Z28.com message boards. Great podcast, by the way. I just had a few questions. Does it really bother you when people stare at your cars and take pictures and stuff? Because I can imagine it be a little annoying after a while. Also, even though I'm only 14, I'm trying to save up for a 1976 Camaro for my first car, or any other Camaro of that era, like model type 1975-1981. I was wondering if you guys might have any advice on that whole situation. Hope to hear from you guys soon. Bye.
Thanks for calling in. Sounds like a youngster in the making for
a youngster. Youngin.
Camaro enthusiast in the making.
I wonder why a 1976.
I don't know.
That's a very particular year.
Yeah.
By Barry, he runs Camaro Superfest. He's got the Streetmaster. It's got wheelie bars and everything.
Yeah. So, do you get annoyed or upset when people take pictures of your car?
No.
No, neither
do
I.
Not really.
No.
Unless I'm trying to do something like I'm busy, like trying to detail it because I got to go have it judged or something, which that doesn't happen very often.
I think it's cool. As long as they don't violate it.
Yeah.
Meaning, I don't know.
As long as they're respectful about it, a lot of times.
Don't touch it. Try and open the door. Don't take your Hot Wheels and ride it up and down the hood.
Oh, that's that's what happened. Yeah. Well, not to me, but yeah. Even if I'm walking around, and I am detailing it or something like that, and I see somebody taking a picture, I'll just kind of gracefully just step out of the way and do something else until they're done. It's kind of nice. It's kind of cool knowing that somebody likes your car enough to take it with them.
Yeah.
To a degree, anyway. Yeah.
What advice do we have for this youngster?
It sounds like he's very particular about 1976.
Start saving your money now.
Yep.
And do lots of research.
And wait for the right one, not the first one.
Right.
Because, if you're particular about the year, then you're going to have to be particular about everything else. I'm going to assume you are anyway. So, you're not in any hurry. There's still a bunch out there.
Right.
And just wait for the right one. Make sure that, that when you see it, that's the one.
Right.
Don't leave it to chance and second guessing.
Okay.
Good luck.
Yeah.
And let us know how it goes. If you find something, give us a call and let us know. Send us some pictures and all that stuff.
Okay.
Cool. Cool voicemail.
Right. You ready for the next one?
I sure am.
Yes. Mudbone calling with the response on Transformers and report from Carlisle. Well, first off, you guys had asked about Transformers 2, and Mudbone Jr. and I went and saw it. We actually saw it on the opening night, and we both thought it was okay. It certainly didn't measure up to the first movie, but, you know, I don't think it was really worthy of the scathing bad reviews that it's getting. I mean, it was an entertaining show, and I'll probably watch it again when it comes out on DVD. You know, we even might go see it again at the movie. It was a lot going on in it, and it was a lot more happening, and that could be interesting, you know, on a second or third viewing. There was a scene where there was referencing bumper nuts, which I thought was hilarious. I saw that and just cracked up. If you've seen it by now, I'm sure you've seen the show. Anyway, back to on to Carlisle. Carlisle was really a great weekend. We had a great time. Met up with Lawson and his friend, and that was really enjoyable. It just happened we parked in our assigned spot because I was showing the car in one of the heritage classes, and Lawson's car was right across the road from us. It was just total coincidence, but that was cool. And we spent a lot of time with him and really enjoyed it. It was didn't really see a whole lot of other people from Arrow Z28. Ran into 68 Fifth Gen Crazy, who is I've seen around. He's local to my area, but really nobody else. Next year we need to try to do a better job hooking up. So obviously saw Scott and Cheryl and John, and that was really cool. The auction for the American Camaro Association was a lot of fun. John and Scott both did some auctioneering duty, and John did a great job. But Scott's job was really over the top, we thought. And if President Obama lays him off, I think he's got a second career selling cattle in Kansas. So anyway, the Camaros there were just were phenomenal. The number of Camaros compared to the other GM cars was just not even a comparison. Probably 10 to 1 Camaros to all the other cars, and there were a huge number of 2010 Camaros. Mudbone Jr. Just said time after time, couldn't believe how many fifth gens he was seeing. And I was really enjoying it because I got a chance to see a lot of the different colors. That cyber gray, Jason, is a really cool color. And I was there was a Tom Henry cyber gray car with some really cool light metallic blue accents that was just I thought that was a really neat looking car. I still think silver, the regular silver, is probably the best color, but I don't know yet. We'll just have to see. Anyway, that's it from Carlisle, and Lawson, great seeing you. Hope to hook up with you again, and everybody else, hope to see you all next year. Enjoy the Camaro Superfest. Mudbone reporting.
And back to our... I'm just tongue-tied.
Wait.
Yeah?
Mudbone! Okay, go ahead.
And?
Mudbone Jr.
I was going to say, and now back to our regularly scheduled program. But it was great to hear from Mudbone we couldn't be there.
Yeah,
and
sorry
he was,
about that.
And he gave a nice description of what happened, and then end of Transformers. I did see Transformers last weekend after we recorded our show. I didn't see the bumper nuts reference that Mudbone was talking about. I guess I'm gonna have to pay attention more next time I see it. I liked the movie. I thought it was a little too long, 2.5 hours. They could have shorten that up, but I don't know. You'll see it.
Yeah, I'll see it one day.
Yeah,
I'm busy. Great, great voicemail. I think there's a lot of CamaroZ28.com members there. I just don't think that they really knew about the meetup. Yeah. So, but thanks for the report. Good stuff.
On to the next one.
Oh boy.
Hey, Chris and Jason. This is Bill from Montreal, Quebec, Canada, and celebrating Happy Canada Day. And unfortunately, I have to go back to work for Thursday and Friday. And I just want to wish you all a happy 4th of July. Well, I'm a first-time caller, and what I'm calling about is that, well, I just put together an order at my local Chevy dealership. And on June 22nd, I put together an order for one silver ice metallic with cyber gray stripes, 6B2 SS RS with a roof and a black leather interior 2010 Camaro. Well, my story is that 25 years ago, I used to have a 1969 Camaro pace car. So this 2010 is my third Camaro. The 69 pace car is my second. And my very first Camaro, way back in 1974, was a 69 307 four-screen plain Jane automatic. So yes, I am really excited. Really, really excited. Anyways, just thought, thought you guys would be interested in my little tale. And my username on the site is Jared Can, and it's Bill. I have one question for you. Is it worth getting the Hurst option on the stick? Anyways, I listened to your podcast, from day one. Well, not day one, day one from this year, and I've been hooked on Camaros ever since listening to your enthusiasm. May I say thank you very much. One hell of a podcast, and hey, keep up the good work. Bill signing off from Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Just 2 more hours of celebrating Canada's 142nd birthday, and that's it. Anyways, best to all. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, that was a pretty cool voicemail.
Yeah, thanks.
And happy Canada Day belated to all you Canadian listeners out there.
Send me some beer.
So, congrats on ordering up your fifth-gen car. This is going to be a sweet ride.
You're going to love it.
Yeah.
Sounds like, you know, you've had, two Camaros before this one, yeah. But they were a long time ago.
Yeah.
So this is kind of cool that you're getting back into the swing of things.
Yeah. He wanted to know what we think about the Hurst shifter. Should he get it or shouldn't he get it? I haven't actually played with one, so I don't know. I didn't order one, and I think they mark them up a little bit too much.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I think just go to the aftermarket and get one and put it in yourself.
Unless you're, you know, really specific, you want to know that it's a factory or dealer ordered item that came on your car
and covered under warranty.
But you know, it's not a bad choice. I've always recommended a kit
short throw shifter.
Yeah, always. They make just such a world of difference. So yeah. I guess to answer the question, yeah, do it one way or another.
Yeah,
either aftermarket or through the dealer. And once again, good luck and let us know how that goes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm going to be doing that soon.
Yeah.
Probably.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. We're up to our last voicemail.
Hey, guys. This is Templar Knight from the forums. Just joined. And just calling to congratulate you on your bicentennial show. I'm mainly calling because I cannot get a test drive to drive a Camaro to save my life. The places that do have, for the most part, the places that would give me a test drive don't have any Camaros right now because they basically come in and are sold within the hour. And the places that do have Camaros are either A, requiring that you do a credit check beforehand to make sure you can purchase the car, or B, are charging outrageous markups and want you to agree on the price before letting you do the test drive. So I was just wondering if y'all happen to know of any areas within Texas that would happen to be offering test drives or an auto show coming through that would be doing a ride and drive. Thanks. I enjoy the show a lot. And bye.
Thanks for calling in. And a new member on our board, Templar Knight.
Welcome.
I think he said, yeah. Welcome. Yeah.
Well, let's take a step back here.
Yeah.
No, we don't know of any dealerships in Texas because we live in Michigan.
Yeah.
If we have any Texas listeners that do know, please call in and to the voicemail here.
Post on the message board, too.
That's right. Yep, absolutely. We have a dedicated forum for a 2010 Camaro dealer discussion.
Yeah.
And speaking of dealers, if you're truly interested in buying a Camaro and they're not marking it up, I just get the credit check then. I think the reason why they're doing that is just to separate the serious from the people that just want to
tire kickers
take a spin, you know. And the guys that are marking it up, just show them the bad finger.
Yeah.
That's what my half sister used to say to her daughter. Show Uncle Jason the bad finger.
Mm-hmm. You want to know if we knew of any ride and drives going on in Texas either?
Not Texas, but there is one coming up.
Yeah, in September, the Northeast Ohio Camaro Club is going to be hosting the big F-Body Bash this year. It's sometime in September. I can't remember what.
15?
Somewhere around there. Yeah. And there will be a bunch of Camaros there for test drives. They're going to do a ride and drive there just like they did last year at Indy. Mm-hmm. So,
and we're going to try to do another CamaroZ28.com member summit, too, if nothing else. I know it's kind of a hike from Texas, but at the same time, it's a pretty big event, and it's going to be a good one, just like last year.
Yeah.
So that's the best advice we can give you for now.
Yeah.
Good luck. Let us know how it goes.
Definitely. We have come to the end of our voicemails, our marathon session of voicemails.
Good stuff, everybody. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Love it. We always give away, at least this year, each week we're giving away a prize for a voicemail, and it was because we have so many. I don't know. Chris, tell me which one.
Pick one in the hat.
Hold on. Let me go to the prize vault here. I'm back. I got prizes.
Yeah.
First of all, Mudbone Jr. should get one. Just for being Mudbone Jr. So Mudbone, I may already have it, but please email me your shipping address and I'll get out something good. And just let me know how old he is. I'm not quite clear on that. Is he junior, like, you know, push around a stroller, or is he, you know, dad, I just wrecked the damn car. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, that age. So, you know, that's just, you know, that.
We've got a bunch of other ones to choose from.
It's tough, man.
Yeah, I know.
I got nothing. Yeah. Pick one, Chris. They're all great.
Let's pick the funny one. Was that AJ 94?
Right, the review of the Transformers.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all pretty good though. What else can you do?
Yeah.
So AJ, whoever you are, with the review of the chocolate nuts and the Megan Fox and and whatever.
Webmasters at CamaroZ28.com. Give us your address.
And we'll send you some crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, you send us your shirt size just in case. I got a shirt that'll fit you. Starting to run out of sizes. Well, thanks everybody for calling in.
Yes.
We need, you know, more prizes to give away, but we're on a strict budget schedule type thing. Speaking of schedule.
Yes.
We're supposed to talk about Camaro Collection again.
Yes.
Because we give out coupon codes.
It's that time of the month again.
Fortunately, my email had a database crash, and I need to recover some data, and I don't have this week's coupon code. If I can recover it, Chris, I'm going to have you post it in the show notes.
Yes.
However,
and we'll announce it next week,
too. If I cannot, then I'll have to, well, it's only good through the 9th. So
sucks.
Yeah, I know. So if I cannot recover it, I'll try to make it so we can give it out next week when we also give away a CamaroCollection.com prize.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll just have the expiration date extended. But in the meantime, go and check out CamaroCollection.com.
Lots of cool stuff.
Yeah, speaking of cool stuff, I'm glad you brought that up and I'm glad you said those words. When we were at the Superfest, we met an old friend of ours that we've known for a long time.
Well, many years.
Yeah, he runs a company called Too Cool Car Stuff.
Yes.
And he's got a lot of really nice prints. Posters that are all framed, like, we're not talking like posters that come in a tube. You know, we're talking about posters
in a tube
that look great in a frame. And they're high quality pieces. They're prints. They're not posters.
Like this one I got hanging up on my wall right here.
Right. Like the Michael Irvin, you know, high end, you know, lithos is what they are. And he's got such a cool fifth gen one. We each had to pick one up for our offices. And we promised we'd talk a little bit about them. They just became a supporter of CamaroZ28.com. They're one of our supporting vendors. So you got to check out their website because they got a lot of stuff to choose from. Everything from classic Camaros all the way up to, like we said, just brand new, fresh off the press, fifth gen stuff. Chris, what's that?
The web address is toocoolcarstuff.com. That's two as in T-O-O, coolcarstuff.com.
And it's run by, what's his name? Is it on the card? Do you have it in front of you?
Tony,
right. Tony Laughlin?
Yep.
Laughlin? Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent guy. Really good friend of the Camaro community. So if you got a bare spot on your wall, fill it with something. He's got something that'll fill it well.
Definitely. He sells them framed too, so that's really nice.
And it's not, he was there, I saw him polishing the glass on...
The frames?
Yeah, they're not plastic, they're glass, the frames. I thought that was really cool. In fact, ours weren't even ready because he wanted to polish them up really good for us. So check it out. And speaking of more Camaro stuff, we were supposed to do a review of Redline Coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee geared towards the motorsports enthusiast.
Yeah.
But
unfortunately, Mike, I have a Cuisinart grind and brew coffee maker, and I guess I don't grind enough because we tried to and it didn't work.
Yeah, the grinder bustinated.
So sunny beaches, I have to find a different grinder so we can...
My email barfs, your grinder barfs.
So as soon as we get a grinder, we're going to grind some of this stuff up and drink it in a podcast.
That's right. We'll be a lot more energetic than we are tonight.
I'm looking forward to it.
After baking in the sun at the Camaro show,
yeah.
I'm dead. So we're struck out on a couple things, but great voicemails.
Yes. And, keep them coming, people.
Yeah, that's what we love. We love interaction with people. We'd like to try to find a way to make it so we can do it live in real time.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, it would. Just due to the nature of our lives,
yeah,
it'd be kind of difficult. But that might be something in the future. But until then, keep the voicemails and emails coming. We love it. Anything else on your end, Chris?
No.
Oh,
no, that's it.
Yeah, cool.
Let's get the hell out of here.
All right, I'm going to bed.
All right.
See everybody.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.